Return to Nam, a trip of a lifetime for 53 Vietnam veterans. Here's Chris Berkers.
On our regular DC flights and as well on this return to Nam flight, we wouldn't consider traveling this time halfway across the world without medical coverage. Dr. Greg Johnson from the Kakana Clinic has volunteered many years ago and supported us to Washington, D.C., and supported us on this trip to Vietnam as well. Dr. Johnson, you had a special ceremony, a special event that you did today. Could you tell me about that?
I would love to. One of my patients who couldn't make the trip for this trip was a Vietnam veteran, and when he came back from Vietnam, he actually found MIA bracelets and brought them back for each of his siblings. And his sister has been wearing one for a gentleman named Jimmy Watson for the last 46 years. And as we were about to leave, she is also working with me. She asked me to wear this through Vietnam. So she presented me with the bracelet. I've been wearing it through our trip here in Vietnam. And I also she showed me as to where he went missing. And today we were very close, within about 2 to 3 miles of where his helicopter went down. He was on a helicopter with 10 other or 9 other gentlemen, and it was shot down. They hit the ground. The 10 of them left the bird. They were in enemy country. They split into two squads. One squad got back. Jimmy's group did not get back, and later they found two bodies, and Jimmy's was not among them. So I'm wearing this bracelet for him. We were, and at that same site, I was presented a special challenge coin to present to leave here in Vietnam. I buried a special little place close to where I thought he might have been lost, and left it there, hoping that in the memory of him and his family, that something special will happen. Hopefully at some time he will be found and his family will be made whole.
Return to Nam. The series continues again tomorrow.